So I don't concentrate on one little facet. Mm-hmm. But it's the total thing. If you can understand what I'm saying, how can I...
You're just concerned with impact? Or
right, with the total impact of the poem, right. Yeah. And I imagine that this is why I guess I like a lot of poetry that has a that gives messages to individuals. Mm-hmm. If a poem is just there and leave me hanging out, nah.
So you probably, I think I know the answer to this, but what would be your estimation of this, maybe the 18th century notion of the poet as a craftsman? You know, the poet, you can train yourself to be a poet. Here are the elements, familiarize yourself with the elements. If you do it ardently enough, you can become a poet.
This is very true. Again, the difference there is synonymous with a person who is a natural-born mechanic, manipulator with his hands, whereas a person has to train himself to utilize his hands. Some people are just born mechanically inclined. And I watch my little son, he sits around now and he turns the little truck over and put things back together and wears myself. It frustrates me to deal with machinery and machine operating. I don't like to do it. Maybe because of the fact I haven't trained myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah. some things just come natural to some individual. Then other things come harder, so they have to train themselves. But I think this makes the difference between 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years when one looks back and says, well, look, this man's poetry is still read today. Whereas here's another person who wrote during the same period that he did. Mm-hmm. But yet you don't read here, you don't hear about him anymore.
I know what you mean about being mechanically adept at things. My mother always kept me away from complex mechanical things like wheelbarrows.
Like what? Wheelbarrows.
Wheelbarrows.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I don't know. In a way, sometimes I feel that I'm shortchanging myself because a lot of guys, you know, say, hey, man, I'm going to work on my car today. But I found that, I think an old guy told me some time ago, that you can't do everything. And my father had a philosophy. He said, look, do what you can do best. And that you can't do, that becomes harder for you. You know, work at it if you're interested in it, true enough. But don't try to be a jack of all trades. Let somebody else do that. Because that man has to live it too. So you do what you can do well. And then if you do that, you will be well paid if you're looking for money. Or whatever the case might be, you will be well paid, whereas you can pay this other individual for his services. If I try to be a plumber, electrician, we all have to from time to time. But I mean, I'm talking, there are individuals who will go and try to do all of them equally as well. And I don't think it's possible. And still hold on to one thing that you can really do well. So if you just concentrate on the things that you like in those particular areas, you know. And work on those and just do the best you can, then you can, I think everything will work smoothly and work smoothly for you.
Yeah. One thing that I'd like you to comment on that's interesting to me, do you think there's such a thing as the unconscious artist, maybe a person who doesn't even consider himself maybe a poet, mm-hmm. or something like that, who just, it just naturally comes out and by somebody else whose ear is very finely attuned to those sort of things, recognizes this as a something, what has been said, is very consequential and probably carries a deeper meaning than that person ever intended. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, a friend of mine who is like this, who's very much a poet. I don't know if he writes that much, but he seems to be very in tune to that sort of thing.